Well, pleasure to have on the phone with us this morning, Jim Brickman. Of course, you hear his program Saturday nights here on KROS. He's going to be in the area on Saturday, February 3rd. Morning. Good morning, Jim, and thank you for being with us today.
Thank you. Good to talk with you.
Again, we hear your program on Saturday nights. How did that radio program come about, Jim?
Well, I have always been a huge fan of radio ever since I was growing up in Cleveland, Ohio. I was addicted to Casey Kasem every weekend and just listening to the America Top 40. So as a songwriter and as having an interest in radio, I was enamored with just the whole theater of the mind, I guess. So I started the show about 20 years ago, and it's been going ever since.
Well, we are glad to have you as part of our lineup. It's a tremendous program, adds to our Saturday night. Now, we're visiting with you because you're going to be in Dubuque on Saturday, February 3rd for a concert. Now, I know you just wrapped up your Christmas concert. Is this kind of a quick turnaround for you, Jim?
It is a little bit. You know, you don't, like most of us, you don't realize that New Year is coming quite as quickly as it does. But it is a lot of fun to be able to play Christmas. But when it comes to this tour, getting to play the hits and a lot of the kind of the inspirational songs and the songs that seem to really connect with people is really fun. And it's a really entertaining show. It's very lighthearted. It's not, doesn't take itself too seriously.
Well, you talked a little bit about it. Let's talk about the concert and the evening and what you are going to bring to those in attendance.
Well, always the hits like Valentine and Love of My Life and Simple Things, all of the songs that a lot of people have used of mine that have gotten married to or to have fallen in love with. But also I was very inspired by Sesame Street and Disney, and I did a lot of songwriting for Sesame Street and for Disney. So there's sort of a tribute to a lot of my work with them in the show. So it's something for everybody, a family show, certainly completely appropriate for anybody in the family to come see.
Oh, very interesting. We just played your song with Rebecca Lynn Howard, Simple Things, and of course Valentine is with Martina McBride. Now, you've worked with some outstanding artists. When you are working on a song, do you have a particular artist in mind at all, Jim?
Sometimes I do. I mean, it depends on what the project is. But, you know, for example, I had a Christmas song that I just, in my mind, I really, really wanted Johnny Mathis because I thought, wouldn't that be amazing to have, you know, the King of Christmas sing one of my songs? And so when I was writing it, I sort of imagined him singing it. And in fact, he did. But then other times it's really not clear in my mind. And then I'll just start to think about a style of performer that I want to do it.
I enjoy your Christmas music. One of my favorites is That Silent Night. Kenny Rogers, of course, was the artist for you. Talk about that song, and as you pointed out, some of your inspirations.
Well, That Silent Night was an interesting story because I had met Kenny Rogers, but it wasn't in an industry type of situation. I actually had wanted him to sing one of my Christmas songs, and it was before That Silent Night was written, but I just went to the stage door of one of the concerts that he was performing, so I didn't know him at all, and I just waited for him to come into soundcheck, and I introduced myself to him, which, I always feel like if you go right to the artist, it's much better, but sometimes it's harder to meet them through their management or record label. So I just went to the stage door and I introduced myself to him. But I sent him about five different songs for Christmas that I had wanted him to sing or asked him to sing, and he just didn't connect with any of them. He just said, you know, I like to sing songs that tell a story, and that, you know, I'm just not feeling it. And so I wrote That Silent Night at the very kind of as the last attempt to try to convince him to sing one of my songs, and I wrote it with the intention of him singing it so that I could try to think what would he sound like singing this song. And so it was at the last second that I sent him that one that was brand new, and he agreed to sing it.
Again, we're visiting with Jim Brickman. That was quite a story with Kenny Rogers. Do you get discouraged when an artist sends you back some of your work and says, you know, I'm just not connecting with it?
Not really. It depends on how strong I feel about the song itself. I think in retrospect, like with Kenny, I was just scrambling to find anything that he would be willing to sing because I just wanted him to sing the song. And so it wasn't that he didn't like them. I think it was that he just didn't feel like he would sound right singing it. But, just sort of ups your game. You know, you have to just... a similar kind of thing happened with Johnny Mathis in the sense that I didn't really care if he was singing Silent Night or We Wish You a Merry Christmas, just so that I could work with him. But I tried to send him, you know, I said, I'll write a new song. And then when he heard Sending You a Little Christmas, he loved it. But so you never really know. But you want it to be right. You don't want it to be, you know, it's all also happened the other way where I've sent somebody something and they sing it and I just don't like it. It doesn't work. So it's, you know, sometimes it's not a match.
Can be a two-way street, no doubt about that. Mm-hmm. Well, you talked about going to a stage door to see Kenny Rogers, and you've been doing this for a number of years now and have had great songs. Do you get approached by artists saying, boy, Jim, I would love to sing one of your songs?
I do. Usually it starts with a songwriter point of view. So really, I think of myself more as a songwriter than anything else. And I think when I write a song with someone or someone asks me, an artist who's a songwriter will ask me to write with them. Like recently, this young guy who won The Voice a couple years ago, Jordan Smith, who just has an amazing, amazing voice, he asked me to write. And so then the artist is already connected or built into it because they're also the songwriter. That just happened with Five for Fighting on my Christmas song, Christmas Where You Are. You know, we wrote that together, so it just naturally grew out of writing the song together and him being the artist. So if you write with an artist who's also a songwriter, then you already know that it's going to end up being their voice.
Again, we're visiting with Jim Brickman. Got a couple more minutes, and we certainly do appreciate your time, sir. I'm going to put you on the spot right now. You've written so many great songs. Do you have a favorite or two, one that kind of stands out in your repertoire?
I feel like The Gift is one of the songs that I enjoy performing the most. The message in the song and the fact that it's not really a Christmas song, but it's a love song that takes place during Christmas time. And I think that's what's made it so popular, is that it really is mostly just a love song.
Yeah, I know. And Susan Anton was singing that, right?
Yes.
As part of a duet?
Yeah, and Colin Ray. Yeah. And that's another example where I heard Colin, and I just loved his voice. You know, he was a very popular country singer. I mean, he still records, but at the time he was really popular. And I just thought he had a tremendous voice and I could hear him singing it. But I originally didn't plan on it being a duet. I thought it was going to be a solo. And so when I started looking for the female, it was hard because there aren't that many pop singers who are really great singers. You know, there's kind of this wide spectrum. You have you know, the Celine Dion, Barbara Streisands of the world, you know, and then there's a wide gap, I think, between some of the up and coming singers. And this was the kind of song that had to have somebody who really knew what they were singing about and who had a beautiful voice that matched with Colin. So it was, that's why I sometimes look to country or Christian for the vocalists, because a lot of times they're the best singers.
Okay, we're going to have to play that song after our news, after the top of the hour. Again, thanks so much for the time. In closing, if you could again promote the concert, you're going to be in Dubuque on Saturday, February 3rd. It's going to be a great night for folks to come out, right, Jim?
Oh, yeah. It's a great pre-Valentine's, a great family. Bring your Valentine, and your Valentine does not have to be romantic, you know? I think I gave my first Valentine in first grade. So, you know, you can bring anybody, your friends, your kids, your parents, and celebrate the month of February. Get out from the weather and just get into a cozy evening where you can escape and laugh and have some tender moments as well.
I know we're going to be promoting it. We've got some tickets to give away. It's going to be up in Dubuque on Saturday, February 3rd. Looking forward to hearing you Saturday night here on KROS. Jim, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, and thanks for everybody who listens every week. We sure appreciate that very much.
All right, well, thank you. Again, Jim Brickman, you hear him Saturday nights here on KROS. You can see him in Dubuque on Saturday, February 3rd.